You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
All right, Snake, bring it up. Phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better, You Better rolls on. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here with you. Hour number three on the BetQL Network. All our bets are coming up momentarily for Super Wild Card Weekend. We'll talk about giving props. We'll get the NBA. We'll get to the college basketball, the NHL overnights, bucket of bets, all that good stuff. Okay.
I think the ghost of Rick Camp inhabited that board for a second.
There you have it. Oh, it's me.
Oh, I used to produce for you.
All right. Couple other really good choices.
Rick very alive, by the way. We had him on the show yesterday.
Rick is alive. For the people that are watching on Twitch, because I'm not, I don't know, like, it's easier for me to, like, check in on the YouTube chat, whatever. If you have choices on Twitch, Mike Brown, let us know in the chat what those choices are. A song that you hear that reminds you of, like, a time when you were younger and used to drink irresponsibly. Maybe that's still happening now, but this is really like more like throwbacks of forever long ago. We had some good choices here. The Dano remix by Shawty Low is one of the choices. Do you know that song?
I don't know if I understood any of what you just said.
Dano, D-E-Y-No. Da-na-na-na-na. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Dano, Dano, Dano.
I got nothing on that one. Yeah, that one's totally over my head. Yeah.
And Young Jeezy's on it. Give a bleep about them haters.
This is where we need Tyler. This is where we need Tyler Morales.
That's a shame that you don't know that.
Yeah, that one is like, you could have made everything up that you just said. That's really weird that I don't know anything about that.
Jake the Snake, you know what song I'm talking about, right?
I do not.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. It's a great song.
Clearly.
All right. Anyway,
I can sing it now.
Listen to it during the break.
See, now I got it.
Dun 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 dun. I think you would definitely know it. If
okay.
You heard it. Matt Woodleaf says, and this is a really good one. I went on a cruise in 2006 with like all my friends and like significant others at the time.
This is gonna be really
there was
good.
There was a bar on the cruise ship that we went to every night, and it was like the young.
I did the same thing for spring break. They played Grills a lot at that bar.
Oh, and you know that song is very near and dear to my heart. I know every word of it.
Bah, bah, bah. Bah, 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 bah.
30 down at the bottom, 30 more at the top. All invisible set of little ice cube blocks. If I could call it a drink, call it a smile on the rocks. If I could call out a price, just say I'd call out a lot.
You call out a lot. Why would you call out a little? Never,
if you're given the choice, little or a lot, I choose a lot. The name of the bar on the cruise ship was The Vault.
Okay. Oh, man.
and the song by Young
the
Jock.
Vault.
It's going down.
Oh yeah.
Out.
Bam, bam, bam. It's going yeah, down. Right. Meet me at the bar.
So we turned it into, like, just hammered the entire trip. Meet me at the vault. It's going down. It's like the entire trip. Meet me at the vault. It's going down.
Yeah, okay. I got it.
No, no, no. Haven't you ever with the butterfly dolls?
Oh, boy.
I think it's all like what other choices we got. Ignition by our oh man, the Ignition remix is a tremendous choice.
Mm-hmm. Hot and fresh out the kitchen. Yeah.
Mama rolling that body. Got every man in here wishing.
It's the freaking weekend, you know? Wait, well, not yet. Sipping, it'll be us tomorrow morning. Well,
think about how great sipping on Coke and rum. I'm like, so what? I'm drunk. What a great feeling. So
yeah.
What?
Just don't care at all, you know?
Tyler's in the YouTube chat. He says Good Life by Kanye. Great song.
Yeah. I'm good.
Do you know the T-Pain part at the end? Like the whole part?
I mean,
before I had it, I closed my eyes and imagined the good life better than the
life I lived. Man, I thought that I was going to go crazy. Now my grandmama ain't the only one that, what is it? What's the second
part?
Called
me baby. What a great song.
Hey, I'm good.
What a tremendous song. Really Low good. By Flo Rida is really strong. To the point
tipsy?
Now when anyone says...
Evan Helmers brings up Tipsy too. Who sang that?
Everybody in the club get tipsed. Everybody in the club get tipsy. It's a terrible song.
It is not a great song.
Whenever anyone says the word low, the first thing that comes to mind is the apple bottom jeans and the boots with the fur.
Right.
Whole a lot of Chris
attention.
Brown songs.
Whole club's
also.
Attention was drawn to that person. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how could it not be?
Yeah, naturally.
A lot of Chris Brown songs too. Kiss Kiss with T-Pain.
Oh yeah. Kiss Kiss. Imagine fantasize but being with me. Yeah. Power hour's canceled, everybody. We're just doing this.
Either banana hanging the means of like a bandit, like a bandit, bandit. Whenever I do this, I have to think in my head, like, am I about to say something?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Horrendously inappropriate.
Terrestrial radio in this topic is, it's a minefield. We've got to dodge the landmines a little bit.
Should we do some bets?
God, Party Rock Anthem. It's almost like.
It's too, like, recent, I feel. For me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we're a year apart. it was in my wheelhouse. That was like mid ESPN career.
What
for
song
me. That
is
song
that?
Was popular.
Oh, that's Party Rocking.
Yeah,
house
LMFAO. Tonight. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, then it was in like that Kia commercial though with like the hamsters.
We've talked about levels, right?
Oh, yeah.
The Tyler song was
specifically would be my favorite. Yeah.
I'm telling you, so right before the voice comes in, when like on the remix, when they go, oh, 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 sometimes just lose your mind, man.
Oh, yeah. That came out at the same time as Party Rock Anthem. I think that song, I think that's the same era, basically.
I would say probably, that all this conversation is going to make me get really drunk tonight, but I'm probably just going to be really sober and play video games. And then
you know what all this conversation is going to make me do? Play the Final Fantasy VII remake.
That's play video games and go to bed early.
Sometime, get some experience.
Sometimes I wake up at 6 a.m. and I do a show at 8 a.m. on Wild Card Saturday with Ken Barkley.
Oh man, I'm definitely playing levels in the commercial break.
You need to play Dano.
I don't. Do I have?
Which I'm telling you is like no. I am telling you it's spectacular.
So it's spelled like DEY, like they know, like Dano.
Yeah, but like they know,
KNOW.
Yes, Dano. And you
like the real ones know. They know. They know.
They know.
Yeah.
It's iconic. Like I'm being serious. I'm not even I'm not joking.
They know.
Okay. Yeah. So what do we want to do here? We want to do the games. We want to do giving props. What do we want to do first here?
Let's do for the second half of the segment. Let's do giving props to make sure we get in all of our answers for that.
So now or?
Yeah, let's do it right now. Second half of the segment.
All
right.
Scott, could you do me a favor? Just like post the giving props read and I'll do the whole read here. I probably know it by heart at this point.
I think it's in the chat. I think it's now it's in the chat. Yeah.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, there it is. Yeah. Listen, you know that BetQL helps you make smarter bets throughout the football season. Now they're giving you a chance to win cash prizes, giving props a weekly free-to-play contest that runs throughout the playoffs. Just go to BetQL.com/props if you haven't signed up yet. Do that now. 10 props have been posted around the weekend's games, and the person with the most correct picks wins $2,000 a week. You win $2,000 just by picking props. We're going to give you our thoughts coming up in seconds here. And just by signing up, you're automatically entered into a random grand prize drawing where someone, why can't it be you, wins $10,000. So head to BetQL.com/props right now and make your picks. BetQL.com/props. Okay, so let's quickly run through them here. I have given my thoughts on all of them. And I also have numbers at BetRivers to correspond with right. as many as were available.
Which is important. Okay. I agree.
So let's start. Joe Mixon, 91.5 rushing yards. That is the giving props number, BetQL.com/props. Yep. I think this is a really easy under.
I think for most of the bets we're going to pick. So we can talk strategy here for a minute. This will guide us in almost all the bets. I think you're going to be more unders than overs. And if you're going to be overs, like you're paying an inflated price, but you have to, it's basically like being contrarian. Like, where do you want to be contrarian? Maybe a couple of these. I think I have three overs, maybe. I think two for sure. And then three, I'm not really sure.
I have two overs and the rest are unders.
Yep. I think we might end up being on the same thing. I agree with you on the under on this bet, by the way.
Joe Mixon's number at BetRivers rushing yards is 75.5.
Right. This is a massive increase versus what the market expects to happen. Like massive.
Like he could go over, but I mean, why would you, right. why would you pick it?
Like Derrick Henry next week will be 91.5. Right.
Maybe not even.
Well, I guess it'll be the first game off the injury. Maybe not, I guess, because the expectation might be reps down.
All right. Next up is Stephon Diggs, 6.5 receptions. This is not currently listed at BetRivers, Diggs reception props. Based on what Josh Norris told us on the show yesterday, I mean, I don't think I'd ever bet the under on this. Diggs is also, whether yards or receptions, every game as a Bill against Bill Belichick has played very well and has put up big numbers.
Right. This is one that I had this as an over as well. I had this. Well, we have to pick every single one. So I would say over for this one would be, I'm with you. I totally agree with you.
Agreed. Tom Brady. I mean, this is like, you have to play the under here.
I mean, well, they set the numbers and then the hurricane happened. So, I mean, yeah, just, that's a tough one. Yeah.
Stand back. Do you get the reference or no?
No, but I was waiting to read it. I'm sure Mike gets it.
There's a hurricane coming through.
Thank you very much. Tom Brady, 294.5 passing yards. Easy under with the conditions being what they're expected to be on Sunday.
I totally agree. Weather just dictates the bet in that game.
The number at BetRivers, by the way, 277.5 for Brady. So,
honestly, that's going to be something where if people wake up Sunday morning and it is as bad as we think it's going to be, then that's, I mean, all those things are plummeting. All those prop numbers are going down.
They're going down. I when you said wake up, I wanted to do System of a Down, but I'm like, we are already way off schedule here. Say wake up, then you put on a little makeup, then you go to the computer and bet the Tom Brady under, then you put your kids up on the table. Debo Samuel, 36.5 rushing yards. Bet the under. I wanted to.
Oh, really? You're really big on the under on this one?
I wouldn't
just because of the difference. Just because of the difference to his mark market.
There. It's not listed right now at Rivers. When I checked, it wasn't.
I have his rushing over in my same game parlay for Niners Dallas.
What number do you have?
I don't have the number for the bet that I have for him. I have an alt over for him for both statistical categories.
Okay.
But like, I mean, it'll be close to this. Probably a little less, but pretty close.
I think like the assumption is he's going to get like a lot of, I feel like they're going to put him on like one-on-one with linebackers in the passing game. I think is probably how they're going to use him. I would bet the under. You would go over on Debo?
I think I would bet over on Debo. I'm all in on Debo this weekend. That's the same game parlay. Yeah.
Dak, 2.5 passing touchdowns.
So this, my guess is that this is going to be 2.5 in places, but juiced under. That's going to be my guess, right?
Agreed. Well, 1.5 is Bet Rivers and it's juiced way to the over, like -195 over 1.5.
And they would never put like that. Usually most places will do things by halves. Then we'll give you like 2 with a number and they give you an alt maybe with that number. But if it's like a single market, they'll give you 1.5 or 2.5. So this is also part of my same game parlay. This is where I would get contrarian and bet an over. Definitely. So this is, I think we've done my 3 overs.
That's interesting because I feel like it's contrarian if like, and this is not to like insult people in the open. I feel like under is the contrarian bet here. Like over is the contrarian bet if you're dealing with like people that like do this all the time.
Or that know what his number is in the market. That's
right. No, but
like if you're just doing by market, you bet the under.
But if you're like a casual fan and you heard this on like an Odyssey station, you're like, oh, let me sign up for this. And like,
right, you'll be like, Dak's awesome. Yeah, that's true. So do you think the smart approach here is literally just bet everything that's different from the betting market because no one else is doing that because they're not as informed as we are?
Well, I mean, yeah. So Travis Kelce, 87.5 receiving yards. It's 67.5 at Bet Rivers. You have to bet the under.
I think I'm betting the under on every other one that we have on this list. Easily.
I also have every other under. I have Najee under 77.5. Cup under 115.5 is like, great. I tip the cap if he goes over that. Great. He could.
I agree.
I just, what's 103.5 is his number. So 12 yard difference. Actually, I like Kyler over passing yards. That's really? My other over.
Okay. Interesting. Well, you like the Cardinals in that game. I guess that makes sense.
I got Kyler over 248.5 passing yards. So okay. I have 2 overs. And I have Kyler and I have Diggs receptions are my 2
And
overs.
I have the rest Diggs, Debo rushing, and Dak touchdowns are my 3 overs. Yeah.
So we're pretty close to the same.
And then you have to pick the Rams in the game. Or that's the pick if you pick the final score. Sorry. That's the three. You pick the final score.
You have
that's
to
the
pick
last
the
one. Tiebreaker.
I feel like to set yourself apart. No.
It's like such a big win probability difference though.
Okay.
I don't know.
You're the math.
So you're picking the winner of that game. Then. Well, that's the most efficient market by far. It's way more efficient than the prop market.
You're picking the score.
Right, so like an exact final score. That's why I stopped myself and said, so we're picking an exact final score, right? So I'd pick. I mean, I would start with the score of the market.
Rams.
I would start with the score the market projects, and then I would deviate slightly toward whatever team you want, but not a lot.
So like 27-21 Rams.
Right, but don't do just side total, because like a lot of people are going to do just like the exact team totals. So don't do that.
Okay, on the other side, side and total. Super Wild Card Weekend. All 5 games and same game parlays for your wagering pleasure.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.